Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 304. Today is Saturday, July 23rd, 2022, or in Australia, where I am, and Azzy. It is Sunday, 24th, which is, it's cold and winter and all those things. I just noticed, I like the fact that my Twitch says that I'm live and it says unstable. That sounds about right. So, yay. Unstable is internet, but that's how I'm feeling today. So, yay. Excellent.
Yay.
Anyway, this week, Niecy is joining me over here. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Hi. Apologies, internet might be a little bit stupid. We see how things go. Yes, we'll see how things go. But anyway, very excited to have this person back here, having a chat with him. It's been a while, but Azzy's here. Hi, Azzy.
Hi, Azzy.
G'day. Hello.
Hello.
Morning. Hey. Good night.
It's good evening.
One of those.
Yes, exactly. So I thought it would be great to have a catch up with Azzy, see what he's been doing, because I know he's been very busy of late, doing many, many things right across the challenges, which is fantastic. Tell us, what have you been doing? Because I know you took a little bit of a break there for a while, and but you're back, and you're just like, boom, Azzy's back. Which is great.
Yeah, look, I think, because I'm not working, I'm caring for my wife, so I'm at home all the time. So I think it's not long after I got to max level previously, I just got a bit sick of it, and I was just playing other games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go on to WoW, and 5 minutes, I can't be bothered. It's sort of like, I've done this before, I'm not doing it again. But sort of gradually, as I sort of got sick of the other games, I sort of went back to WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my goal at all, what I'm doing is sort of starting to level most of the different types of, all of the different types of challenges, max level.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's what I'm doing.
Excellent. All right. Cool.
Very nice. So what challenge are you currently focused on, if you're focusing on any specific one, and is there a reason? And what class and race are you running?
Well, I'm doing, like, all the ones except probably Tin Man. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I've had a passy for a long time that I started to do more work on. All the hunters except passy, which is a rogue.
Yep.
I don't do very well with other classes. I might try that down the track if I get all to max.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And races, well, you know, I don't. So, of course, I try and sort of chop around the stadium because I've done them so many times. You know, I think I've got Panda for my Bloodthirsty because of the extra XP.
Yep.
I think a Draenei and a human and a night elf.
Yep.
Once I get them all, because I know the hunter back to front, I might try another class, but I'm never really successful.
Mm. So before Shadowlands, what previous max levels had you got? Iron?
Just iron.
Just iron.
Just the hunter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So whereas this time you've just gone kind of all in, giving them all a go, except you said Tin Man, which is fair enough. You know, some people
can be confusing, you know, you gotta try and Green Man to Passy to Working Man, it gets confusing.
A lot of different rule sets in play there.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know, you got to be careful, you know.
Naming conventions are very important, I know, for me, with my challenge tunes. Otherwise, I make mistakes, which I think I did, but I think I did it the other way around. It was a iron, which I thought was a bloodthirsty. I think that's what it was. And it wasn't.
Not too bad.
Yes, yes. It would have been, if it was the other way around, I would have red flagged myself. If it was a bloodthirsty, thinking it was an iron. So, yes. So that's
oh,
that.
Yeah, I'll go around, knock my down on a bloodthirsty, you know. I'm just about to pick up the scroll, you know, the scroll.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Just about that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's, you know, that's not good. Mind you, good old Lochmodan for the rares. Like, there are so many, which is fantastic. So many zones, yep. That's
well,
great.
Well, I actually was doing that, but I actually got, Rare Scanner add-on. So it's got them all over which zone, so I've been going around different zones.
Mm.
Which has been good. You get to see some areas you don't normally go to.
Western Plaguelands, again, yes. Fantastic spot for rare hunting, like, you know.
You guys fascinate me. You can always find the rares when you're on the right challenger. I only see the rares in Western Plaguelands when I'm on someone that can't successfully kill them or is not allowed to kill them. And when I'm on my bloodthirsties and I'm in the old zones, there's nothing up.
You need to come over to Wormrest like full time.
Apparently.
And play at stupid o'clock, which is probably what Azzy and I do, really, because, you know, we're Aussies playing on...
Well, I live at stupid o'clock, so...
True. But yeah, being that we're playing on US realm, it's different. Must admit, if I'm on Oceanic, which I'm not very often, yeah, it's a different ball game because everyone's playing and you're like, hey, where's my mobs? So yeah, I do love my US. Which,
yeah, like I see two people in a zone and there's nothing there and I'm like, what?
Yeah, everyone's doing secret challenge stuff. That's what
they
that's
have
what
to
it's
be.
About. Mm. They're like, Niecy's coming, let's go kill her, everything. It happens. Anyway, Azzy. How have you found leveling in Shadowlands expansion? Because obviously a lot changed with this expansion.
Yeah,
how did you find it?
Because I've done a lot on my main, probably done all the content. For my Hunter or for other ones, I'm very grindy. Hunter's okay. I haven't really done the Shadowlands in a lot of class.
Yeah.
Bolt into bounty world quests and some and bonus objectives, and sort of yeah, that's about it. So that was very slow, and I found a, you know, grindy spot. I sort of went a bit bloodthirsty for a while, waiting for the world quest. When I was on my Green Man, I could virtually quest normally.
Yep.
In Shadowlands, it wasn't nothing. It was, you know, very. Really had gotten the difficult, and it sort of that made it a lot easier. And you got to see, you know, whereas you might stop at a certain quest line where you could go further and see,
yeah.
So it gave you a bit of an idea of what you could and can't do, but yeah, it was had to be very careful of some mobs and it's just same old, but it's just got to be careful,
yeah,
you know what, you know, mobs do, and you know, don't do more than one, and
it's,
knowing how to, you know, pick up things easy with for bonus objectives.
It's been a very big learning curve. I know for me. I don't know if both of you guys or chat room have found it, but certainly huge learning curve considering. We got everything kind of flipped on our ass, as per se, with what.
Yeah.
Came out with Shadowlands, so
I sort of miss the previous one where there was a bit better pathfinder. You can sort of go wherever, you don't do all the you know, zones and quests where you had to, you know, you go to one zone, one area, then you had to go to maybe Outland, and then like I found that a lot more. I like that more than now. Well, not this, you know, part of it's just because sort of pick which one you go, and you sort of miss out a lot. I sort of miss the progression of that, but I found it more difficult for because I've got my Passy and Bloodthirsty into Shadowlands, and I find that difficult. No, more the Bloodthirsty, just, you know, whereas before I could go around the zones, get the just mainly the rares, because especially with the boost, you know, you're getting quite a lot of XP for each one. But once you get the Bloodthirsty into Shadowlands, it you know, you sort of got to grind more, can't get the rares. So I've got to find, I've got to ask Nissy for a good spot, and because you only go, can only go Bastion, I don't think another fly past anywhere else, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are going to like my grinding areas, they're a little mind-numbing, but yeah, I miss, I kind of agree with what Azzy says, and what you say. We have kind of been dumped on our ass here, and everything's been flipped upside down. I liked the bit more structure, where we knew which way things were supposed to flow, and it, we could kind of pick and choose from that flow arc, but we were still flowing in that direction, so we could choose, you know, what zone we wanted to go to from that area, and it made a little more sense mentally, and it just, things just flowed better and they felt better. I get overwhelmed with too much thrown at me at once, and I'm like, oh, I don't know where I'm gonna go now, and I'm like, well, crap, I'm just gonna go here. But Zaya brought up an interesting point where he found mobs in Azuna, and I haven't tested this yet myself, we're giving more XP than the mobs in BFA.
I know, and
I was like, what?
Ooh,
that doesn't make sense.
That makes no sense. Absolutely.
That shouldn't be, and I don't know what that is, and I'm like, I need to look at that, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a zone in, the new, what's the new Shadow Moon Valley? What expansion is that?
With WAD.
WAD, where
yeah.
The top zone was giving double XP. Was giving more XP than the other zones.
That was at 45 with no promy time. So yeah, it was very strange.
Yeah.
It's.
But yeah, I sort of, you know, I was going to say, I forgot my train of thought. But yeah, with the Passy, I could just go, I do that, do the Western Palelands, Eastern, you know, the the trip around the lake, around Skolomir.
Yeah.
Just do that for ages now. Dodge add-on ads and...
Oh yeah, my working man hasn't left there. Like, I threw, like, I went there at like 15:20, threw Crommy time on before I went out there, and just started doing the loops, and she hasn't left, because I'm like, why am I going to put myself in danger if I don't have to be?
Yeah, I've been doing, I've just been sort of leveling normally-ish, just picking up herbs as I go.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, as much as we've got an amazing array of options, as a pro, that's fantastic. You can do, you can go and do wherever you want. The con for me, we have an amazing array of options. It's just,
yeah, it's
like,
almost too many. I'm just like,
too,
help.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, is trying to work the path. But, you know, we all, this is one of the good things about why we do this and find out how other people play and what they do. So we can take those bits and pieces, you know, what Azzy's found, what Nisi's found, what Fair's found, Chris, Stir, Zaya, you know, all of these things, that we can take those bits and pieces and see what works for us, which I think is really, really good. So, all right, Nisi, what's our next question?
So, sir, what has been your fondest Shadowlands challenge memory so far?
I wouldn't say fondest. Oh, I think it's just getting to know the quest as much as I do the other zones, because I've gone through two or three mains, and I've got a number of irons through the 50s. So it's just, and especially with the green man, I could just push a little bit longer to see what's what. Yeah. Because it'd be extra quests. But I found that Green Man very easy. But you know, I could do anything in there. Really, it wasn't a problem. So I think it's just getting to know, because I've done it so many times now. More like, you know, it's becoming, I know which, where to go, what,
yeah,
you know, what, how to sort of achieve a bonus objective. So I think it's just getting to know it as much as I had with the other zones.
Nice. All right. Well, what's been one of your worst or embarrassing deaths? As we know, we all have quite a few. So
I've probably said a few previous visits, but you know, I read a few. Kill a moth at level 1. Falling off the wall in Pandaland, when you know the wall between the all the bugs, where you're riding and there's a little zone before the edge that dismounts you.
Yes.
Stu likes to remind me of that a lot. Dying to the same world quest 3 times in a row as Cooper Trooper.
Oh.
Not learning it. Which leads into the cave death of Zengamash, where I died twice at, I forget the high level, 64 I think it was at that time.
Yep.
To the cave twice in a row. So I'll give it a go again.
That was
the for punishment. You
that
are.
Was the bugged
and, the thing cave of the sewer beast, where I got my working man to 50. And I said, "Oh, I was a bit sort of iffy about it, so I'll go back and do the cooking and fishing quest." So I was just hovering above the fishing quest giver daily, and then I come back dead. Low health warning, and the sewer beast ate me.
Yeah, they're pretty good ones. I mean, normally, it's like when you do a death, you do a damn good death.
Yeah. Okay. So I think a while ago, I went on my bank turn. I went and tamed the sewer beast, just shits and giggles.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But So I think recently, died to where you try and latch on to someone who's doing a quest or world quest, and you sort of die because you do something you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Did that. And, like, I did Pooper Trooper, and I did it. There was no problem, and I was doing the quest around it, and all of a sudden I got ganged up by about 10 moths.
Yeah. Like I've said, I mean, the other week, when was it? Last week, the week before, whenever it was, like I was standing there, I was not doing anything. Someone walks past with a ton of things chasing them, and then they turned around and headed straight for me. Now, thankfully, I was on leader. If I was on a challenge soon, I would have been dead. But I'm like, how? I did not aggro them. I didn't touch them. What is going on? Like, it made no sense, which, you know, it just seems to be they leash, but they're not leashing back to where they should be going. It's just like, we're coming back, now who's in our path? Like, oh, there's someone standing way over there. Let's go get them. I don't know. So
they didn't want to waste the trip.
Yeah, they're like, we're hunting to kill something, so let's just do that. Which is, which is one of those things. But, they're still pretty good deaths. So, you know, Azzy, that's one thing I can say. You always give me very good deaths. So thank you for sharing those. We do appreciate it because, you know, they can be rough. We know, what was the last one that you lost at? How high was that? 54?
58.
58.
And a half. I think it was such. I think it was the Pooper Trooper where, I'll risk it. And then I did the quest, and then I was doing the quest around it. We'd have to fly around a little bit. And I landed and I put all, you know, the turtle and the all the other heels, but sort of about 10 moths. And...
Yeah. Yeah, that's... But again, you know, this is...
I've got another one.
Yeah.
You know, the Parasol quest. Ravindra.
Yes.
I died to that.
Yeah.
It was laggy and Yeah. So now I've got, when I was questioning my normal, I got a parasol toy.
Mm-hmm.
That you put on there, and if you fall, it sort of breaks your fall.
Yeah. Nice. It's you know, again, there's so many ways that we can die within this game, losing a toon, that I think as many deaths as we can say that we've all had, there's always a new way to find out how we lose a toon. So it's always interesting. Well, thank you for that. And again, like, welcome back, because yes. You lost to 58. When was that? Last week? Last week? Earlier this week?
Probably a couple of weeks.
That
was a Green Man, so yeah.
Yeah, and you just capped a Green Man, which, again, congratulations. This is the first time you've capped a Green Man.
Yeah, I sort of... never really thought. I thought that was too easy. That was pretty easy, but I think it just gave me a bit of a difference, so I can kill things and not have to worry too much. So yep. It sort of gave a bit of a break from normal irons. But when you go back to a normal iron or a working man, I'm like, oh my god!
And did you go all in for the green? Did you go? Yep. Like throw this green on. Throw this green on. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Everything I could.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
You get no benefit for the 2-1.
Just give them all to me. That's
everything I could get.
Nice, nice.
Might as well go all in if you're going to do it at all.
Hang on.
So I might do another Green Man, maybe from a different class. Might be one of the things.
I've got show title right there. Okay, that's another one. All right, Azzy, well, tell us about your week, because again, I know that you captured Green Man and we all say congratulations, that is fantastic. Yes. But tell us all about how your week went, what happened, all the things.
Mainly sort of, I suddenly realized I got the extra buff, which really pushed everything. But I think, as I say, I was just, I think it was a day and 24 hours, I got to 60.
Nice.
On the Green Man.
Wow.
So I saw once I died, I saw power level, that's a bugger, this old, I can get it. It's just a matter of not being stupid.
Yeah.
I got to the 60 and just leveling, got a passy to 53, Bloodthirst is 51,
mm-hmm.
and the working man's at 37.
Plus okay.
My Green Man a couple weeks ago to 58, and a couple of working men's in the 50s.
Yep.
One to the Sewer Beast, one's to the, I did the world quest where you've got to kill the blob and hit a thing and you can collect the little blobs, but it puts a bad dot on you, so I knew to beat straight away to alleviate that. But I was trying to go to the tails of some other mob player, and once you do that, you couldn't eat because you're in combat with him, so died.
Oh, ouch.
So yeah. I sort of push a lot of world quests that I normally, I sort of know what to do. And
okay.
So, I just sort of, once it slowed down the passy and the bloodthirsty, once I get to the 50s, because I'm going, oh, I got that was powering along. So now, mainly, I'm doing the working man at the moment.
Okay.
And I've started, I've got a normal iron at 30.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been going for a while, just for next expansion, just a reserve, because I had about 3 or 4 max level, like killed them all.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd normally try and go an expansion with a couple of extras.
Yeah.
I don't know if I lose one, I can sort of go another one. Mm. So that's basically been it.
Which is something that you've done for quite some time. You've always kind of had a couple around, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'll probably get back onto it. I haven't played it for the normal one, but yeah, I think that sort of stopped because I was getting very burnt out on the quests. And,
That's fair enough.
And as I say, I've lost, happened probably last two expansions, probably every expansion I got to a max level, I'd sort of kill it.
Yeah.
So I suppose because I don't learn, I just go in small into it. So, you know, it's no sense, no fairness.
Exactly. And your passy, this is the highest level passy that you've had, or your current one at 53?
I remember getting one up high, 30, but then I checked my thing. I had a proximity kill somewhere. It's been going for a while.
Oh, okay.
Probably only Porter pushed it. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Do passive. Now I do passive, but I lose interest after a little while going, ah. I sort of check on the passive. If it's a world quest I can do, I'll do it, then maybe pick some herbs.
Yeah.
Then I did one yesterday. I got this mob almost killed me.
Yeah.
I realised I was in the, was the zone that, where was it? Bastion, where there was like death, didn't have a death icon on it. Oh. It must be like a high level zone in Bastion at the top.
There's a couple of spots in Bastion where the mobs were suddenly 60 when they were otherwise.
That's all I got down about 25%. I go, oh shit.
Yeah. Ouch.
At the moment, I'm sort of this working man and just doing a bit of bloodthirsty and passive when I can. I'm trying to build up some rested.
Yeah.
It takes a bit longer on the passive because it's a night elf, but bloodthirsty is a panda.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad.
Nice. Oh, well, it's keeping you busy. And like you said, you've changed it up with coming, with having your break, coming back, you've expanded into trying all the challenges and just giving iron a bit of a break, which again is, you know, sometimes if you feel very burnt out on the game or on a particular challenge, to try things and try something different, which, you know, is always a good way. But if you feel really burnt out, definitely take a break, you know. So yeah,
I normally just stay in Cataclysm time, but then I decided, one of my turns, I'll Green Man thing. I'll go to Outland. I started leveling in Hellfire. Oh my god! After about now, I'm going nah.
Very orange.
Nah. Very. Oh, I don't mind, but it was just the questing is not great. The questing flow was not great in Outland.
Yeah.
So I went back and just looked. So I thought it's normally just, you know, stay in Cataclysm and sort of, Elwood Forest and a little bit of Red Ridge and,
good old Dead Ridge.
Red Ridge, only up to the thing, and then sort of Duskwood and, depends where, you know, just pick and choose, I'd like go a different zone. For my working man, I couldn't be bothered, because I did down through, Elwood and Duskwood, and I normally catch the tram up to Ironforge. I said, "Bugger this! I'll get to do the toys. Don't forget it. I don't care for exploring XP. I don't want the bloody fly pass."
Yeah.
So I did that, and I figured I'm gonna just do a little bit. I haven't finished quite locking my down, and I'll just might just do a loop around to pick some herbs.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, again, you've done really well, and congratulations on your Green Man, which is fantastic. We're so thrilled for you. And
funny story, I want, because I heard this, I make sure you learn your professions on your passy. And I go, oh great. So I did that, and I picked one that said this will use one of your profession slots. I'm going, what? I was on my Green Man. And I suppose what really helped Nissy give me the heads up going through to Shadowlands on my bloodthirsty. I had no idea. I was going to use the Threads of Fate.
Yeah,
they've got that worded so bad. They should have never named the quest the same name as one of the options to pick, because when we tell people Bloods can't do Threads of Fate, people are like, oh, I can't do quest, I can't get in there. No, no, you have to do the Threads of Fate quest. Everybody does. It's not an option. You must do it. Mm. However, the Bloods have to take the storyline option, which is why I try to stream going through there every so often. And it took me a while to find the stream that it was to send you the tag of where it was at. Mm. But I'm like, I know I did this on stream not that long ago. Apparently it was longer than I had thought. But I'll try to stream the warrior going through there so that at least people can see. I mean, I streamed them all a few times, but just so that, you know, it's a jump off point. So it's like, oh, that's what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing coming into Ouroboros there.
Yeah. They should have changed that.
I would have picked Threads of Fate for sure if I hadn't done
That's exactly right, because you think you're doing exactly what, you know, what the rule set has said. And again, you know, I would have thought that Blizzard should have changed that or put like a, you know, this is part B, like have a part A and then the part B, just to make it really clear. But
I don't know if that was an oversight or what, but it felt very weird to have the double name in there, and it muddied the waters really badly for the Bloodthirsties coming in there.
Yeah.
Is it in the FAQ? Didn't read it.
I don't know if we have that in the FAQ. I know it's in the Bloodthirsty rules somewhere about, you know, questing and take the Threads of Fate world quest.
I think it's in the Bloodthirsty.
I think it's under the rules, but it's we're gonna have to clarify that a little bit more, because I've seen a couple of people get nailed picking the
I thought it was under option. The Bloodthirsty that we wrote that I did quest steps. Anyway, we'll have a look after.
We have every quest that you're allowed to do going through there up into entering Bastion, whether you choose to go through them all or not do them all, or do them all skip, you still have to do those storylines through Ouroboros.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk to Zaya, see if we can.
Well, Bloodthirsty, yeah. So, Threads. I'll write a note. Threads to check on. Okay.
To clarify that a bit. Maybe I'll take some screenshots when I go through there with the warrior that we'll use to.
Yeah. There. We'll have a look. I mean, yeah, we're just keep trying to make it as simplified as we can. So we'll definitely have another look at that and see what we can check with the wording. But thank you, Azzy. Appreciate that. Nisi, I notice you've not been busy at all this week.
Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Right.
You guys have been keeping me very busy this week. The Winds of Wisdom buff is back. That has been keeping me very busy this week on all fronts. But we did get some Bloodthirsty leveling done.
Nice.
And I got a leveling three to go. Working Man too. I'm sorry, what was that?
Three to go, Bloodthirsties?
Yes. Okay. Soon to be two. Mm-hmm. But right now we've got three left.
Yep.
I did not get into Alpha yet. Guys, check your launcher. Another round of Alpha invites apparently went out. So just double check if you are part of the test team or would like to be part of the test team and you got into Alpha, please get in touch with one of the mods or Lita so we can get you set up.
Yep.
With
please
all of the
let me know.
That we need you to have access to.
Yep. Yes. Exactly.
So no Alpha, but that's okay, because Winds of Wisdom was back, surprised the hell out of me, and I was like, Winds of Wisdom is back. Oh, yay. And I got so excited. So, you know, it was back. It was the day I was going to stream because it was supposed to be too hot here on Wednesday. So we streamed on Tuesday with it back. And, you know, we got a level on everybody. Nice. But I went back and I'm like, you know, this warrior, if I'm doing a level a week, isn't going to be done till like the end of October. And I'm like, I'm going to be done sooner. So I kind of took some time this week. Mm-hmm. And probably shouldn't have, because I neglected my other Bloodthirsties, but we're getting that sorted now. So I managed to shave off another two levels on the warrior. Nice. So warrior got up to 48. I'm trying to get them poised to hit 50 this week. I don't know if that's going to happen. We will see how time allows. Shaman got to 54, and the Demon Hunter is sitting at 58. So two more levels to go on the Demon Hunter.
Yep.
I was really thinking about pushing the Demon Hunter instead, but then I got out there and I was grinding and I'm like, I want rested for this because It's 50 to 60 is just, oh, you need to take breaks.
Yeah.
You can't. It's very difficult to sit there through an entire level of grinding, even rested, even with the buff right now.
Yeah.
And belt out a level. Like, for me and my attention span, once we start hitting about 4 hours, I'm like, yeah, I need to walk away, because some of those levels in there, if you sit straight through them, they can take like 8 to 12, depending on how much rested you have and what you're killing.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, no, we need a break. And so, you know, they're gonna have to just take their time and hit 60 when they hit 60. But got the working man to 49, so working man will be going into Shadowlands probably this week, but they're gonna be taking the world quest option because I just gather out there.
Yeah.
So you know, but we got a bit done. I had some write-ups that got done this week. Also, thank you guys for getting back to me quickly so I could get them done.
Mm-hmm.
I do greatly appreciate that.
We do appreciate that.
But yeah, it was a busy week. Very busy. And nice. Bloodthirsties, please. This buff only goes until August 2nd or 3rd, depending on where you're at. This is your holiday.
Yep.
Okay, this is your world event, this is your New Year's, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Go level while you can, because this is like the only event that you can take part in legally in the rules, so have at it.
Yeah, exactly. You cannot click it off, so for those of you, it's take right advantage. Across. So just enjoy, it's the one time that they all... You know, every single challenge turn, just accept it, just go from it. You know, it's something Blizzard gives right across every single two, you know, right across. So we can't remove it. Enjoy, go forth, level, enjoy. And yeah, you still got, what have we got, another week? And
about
a bit.
A week, yeah. I was hoping that they would extend it, but there's no guarantee they're going to. They said that they were just doing it to get people ready for season 4 PvP, so it probably will go away when season
last
4
time,
starts.
I'm just trying to think. Last time it was in, they did extend it.
Last time it was in like 4 months, 5 months, something
it
like that.
It was on, yeah.
Towards the end of BFA, so... and then Shadowlands got delayed, so they extended the buff still. So maybe it'll come back, maybe it won't, we don't know, it just appears out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like a phantom in the night, but please take advantage of it while you can.
Exactly. So yeah, if you want to get some, or even if you're starting, once again, starting a new challenge soon, you know, Darkwing Fair is coming up, if you want to get yourself with an extra couple of tunes. Utilize Winds of Wisdom, Darkmoon Fair is coming, all that fun stuff. So well done, Nisi. It's very exciting to see how the leveling is going. I know you want it to be done.
I'm getting the itch here. I'm getting, and I'm like, I just want to be done now. We're getting there.
Exactly. Well, I did do some stuff. I didn't do anything live, but I checked my account yesterday and I got into Alpha. So I just
you
was like,
person.
What the hell? Yeah, literally, I was going to sit down and play leader. I was going to start off. I was going to play leader. I was going to jump in, do some of my iron, do all of that kind of stuff. And when I checked, I was like, all this stuff to download, and I'm seeing, you know, World of Warcraft, Dragonflight Alpha. And I went, what? I didn't get an email. This is exciting. So I downloaded it. It was about 7 gig. It was a lot. So a couple of things. I'm not going to go broadly into it because it's my first play. I didn't want to stream it because I just kind of wanted to get the feels of some stuff. I'm hoping to do some streaming of it. We'll see how things go. The first thing I did was I went and made a Drakthion because I was like, yeah, I need to have a look and see that. I've been watching some other streamers that have tested them. I knew that there was a lot of, you know, appearance and cosmetic options. Oh my
freaking god, there are so many options on making these turns. It's so crazy good. I think it took me nearly half an hour to make my Drakthyr. Because there were so many options. It was like, do I want this? And you go from the Drakthyr form, and then you can customize your human form. They're two separate things.
Now, see, that's how Worgen should have been.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So, so it was really interesting. You start at level 58 as a Drakthyr. I'm going to say you start in full green.
Kind of like our Demon Hunters when they came out.
Yeah. The little starting area you start in, I must admit that, like, I was killing stuff. All I wanted to do was follow the quest. I didn't take any gear off because I wanted just to see how things would play quest-wise. I did not get any gear drops in the stuff that I was killing. And the quest gear that I got was blue. I think the first quest or the second quest I did was for a weapon. You start with no weapon. So one of the very first ones, I got the weapon, it auto equipped. It's a blue.
Okay, that's very reminiscent of the Demon Hunter starting area.
Yeah.
Where you go through a section there, and you do have a weapon when you start, but then you hit a cutscene and you come out of it and you have a blue weapon auto.
Yeah, no, there is no weapon to start with, because I was like, okay. Obviously, you've got skills that don't need the weapon, being that I was even... whatever, evoker or whatever you want to do. I found that was very interesting, considering the drops were, there was no white or gray gear.
Could be an alpha thing.
It's just, yeah, at this stage it's interesting. So I got her out of the kind of the starting area into the next area. I would have died about 5 times, so as even if I was trying to do it as an iron and I didn't want to strip off my gear because I died quite successfully all by myself, but that is another thing that I want to test. So at the moment I've just made one. I think I got a level, maybe 2 levels on her, I can't remember. I just wanted to see how that starting would be, see what the skills were like, and just kind of get a bit of a feel. So that was the first thing I did. Again, interesting. The customization is amazing, but yeah, it's gonna be a nightmare if it ends up being iron. I don't have high hopes for it at the moment, but again, alpha, so we'll see. The next thing I did was I jumped over and I made Undead Warlock, as you would, as I did. So, you know, I thought, nope, I went and made leader, I jumped on her, and I started, so I've just started the questing from base. Everything looks normal at the moment.
That's good.
So, yay. I've made a Night Elf Hunter at level 1. At the moment, I kind of got sidetracked and I've not done that. But I also am going to test a Night Elf Hunter from level 1 just to see how things play. So, yeah. So, at the moment, I've got the Drakthyr. I've got the Undead Warlock, and I've got a Night Elf Hunter, so we'll see how they go, but, yeah, it's...
Interesting.
The interface, all different. Drakthyr also comes up, and says, hey, if you're not advanced, you don't play this class, so, and you have to type in caps, advanced, to be able to make a Drakthyr, so there's, you know...
Oh.
there's that kind of thing. They, yes, yeah. So there's a big thing that comes up and says, "I don't think that you should be doing that. Do you think?"
Interesting.
And it's like, and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, type advanced. So there's that. The, as I said, the interface and all that stuff. I had to go looking actually because I was like, where's my stuff? And I found where the display only, you know, character achievements is blah blah blah.
But I did see that all of that's different. The menus around. I just wasn't sure how badly all they of were. It's so we may have to take different. New screenshots.
Very, very. I didn't do any. I think I did do some of that, but I was like, you know what? All that stuff can wait a bit because, again, we're still in alpha. Things can change.
Yeah, I can wait till later.
And the other difference was, oh my freaking god, playing without add-ons.
Yeah, that's a little twitchy.
Yeah, so everything was set back to because I was like trying to scroll. To do what I normally do with my mouse wheel, which is like shoot, you know, shoot this spell out, and I'm like zooming in, zooming out. I'm like,
what? My biggest one is my bag mod. That's what drives me crazy the most, not to have.
So yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna play around with it and see what we can come up with. See what stuff's there, and as I said, hopefully I'll get to doing some streaming. I am on holidays for 3 weeks, so I'm hoping I can sit down and do some stuff at normal my time and not, like, fall asleep, which would be really good. That would be awesome. So, yeah, so we'll see how we go and see what things, again, very early, it's alpha, lots of things change, lots of, you know, but it's just, you know, trying to get a base of what we're doing. So again, if anyone else is doing it or will get into it, please let me know. I've got docs in Google Docs yes. already. I've started making notes. And yeah, it's just a matter of trying to collate and see what information we can get ready for Dragonflight, because if they're saying it's going to be out by the end of the year,
we've got a lot to do.
What's that, 4 months? Nearly? Which,
kinda.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's lots to do, so honestly didn't have a look at that, because I was too excited and just running around. Like,
yeah, no, that's like, one of the things that's probably going to get switched around a lot. And you know, we'll get a more of a feel for it in beta,
and I know
it probably still won't be nailed down till like the end of beta either.
Yeah, mount wise I couldn't access my because like I had a look in the mounts and I was like, oh, I'll get my motorbike out, and I'm like, there's nothing, I can't, because
yay for alpha,
because it's alpha, and they're like, your account doesn't have this. I'm like, I so yeah, there's like lots of stuff that I can't access because of the restrictions that they put on. So
they're gonna get your steps in.
Yeah, so we'll see. So anyway, so that's been my week. All right, let's get on to, we've got a bit of news, so let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Alrighty, well, it's been a very busy week, because...
It has.
Oh, boy. We have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 congratulations, because, again, you guys rock. So, first off, congratulations to Tiber on getting Celadon to max level, becoming our second Shadowlands Green Man Challenge Champion. Well done, Tiber. Completely forgot that he had Celadon. How did I...
Yeah, I thought it was Cell, because Cell put Cell in all of his...
Exactly.
Games. I didn't realize...
Apologies, Tiber. Exactly. Now that it makes sense. Well done, Tiber. That's fantastic. Not only that, congratulations to Zaya, with Zaya Jolly becoming our 49th Iron Man Champion. 49, guys. 49. Yep. Wow. Amazing. And well, Zaya, how many max levels is that for him? That's double digit. Is he in double digits yet?
I feel like he's at 13 or 12. I might be wrong.
I think he's trying to catch Sir. I'm sure he's trying to catch Sir.
15.
Could be 15.
I might be underestimating. Mm, yeah.
Well done on that. Not only that, like we mentioned before, congratulations to Azzy on becoming our third Shadowlands Green Man Challenge champion. Well done, Azzy. We are so happy for you as well. It's wonderful. Yes. So congratulations. Also, we had congratulations to David on getting patience to Max becoming our second Shadowlands Tin Man champion. Well done. And then finally, we have got a congratulations to Miss D for getting Tamira? Tamira?
I think it's Tamira. That's how I've been pronouncing it.
Okay. Miss D's come back after having a break for a while as well. She got her Green Man champion becoming our fourth, which is wonderful. So hang on, where's my little here we go. Sorry, excuse me. Voice is going already. Big congratulations to you all. What a fantastic week we have had. You guys rock with all your wonderful leveling, so thank you very much for that. Also, again, reminder, Winds of Wisdom buff is back. Utilize it. Go forth. We cannot do anything about it, so go level your challenge tunes. Go have fun with it. It is in until August the 2nd, so have fun. All right. Now, Spreadshirt, there is a promo. It is in August. It's from the 2nd to the 7th of August. 20% off everything in the shop. The reason I'm telling you about this now is because I am having a couple of weeks off. Like I said, I'm on holidays. Won't be here next week, so I'm going to have 2 weeks off. And the following week is my birthday. And it's a big birthday, so we will be back on the 13th of August, having 2 weeks off, which will be a nice little break.
For me,
21 with much experience, Azzy. Thank you. Much experience. Yes. All right. Let us do, hang on, let me play my cute little, because I know you two can't hear it, but I'm sure the chat room can. So let's me play this one. All right, let us do the state of the challenges and see all the wonderful leveling for this week. So, Azzy, can you take out irons, please?
Truly. Number 10, Kevin Iron. 30, Rip. Oh, no. Iron Corv. 30, R.I.P.
Wow.
Iron Corv again? 33, Lost to the Nether.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Look like a name reuse.
Oh, okay.
Calamity Jane, 35. Mm-hmm. Ahay at 38. R.I.P. Nyx at 40. R.I.P. Oh my god. The humanity. Oh. Purity at 41. R.I.P.
Oh no.
No Death Please. 42. Iron Sebazzi, 54. And number one, Zaya Jelly. Congratulations, 60. On his iron.
Wow, I was not expecting that for the irons. That was brutal. Damn, guys. Yeah, like hot damn. Well done. Amazing leveling, but damn, that's commiserations, everyone. All right. Bloods, Nisi, what have we got?
Bloods. We had 9 this week, so let's
nice.
Get going, guys. Take advantage of that. I am happy to see some more Bloods leveling, though.
Yes.
I'm happy to see Azzy up here with us as well. So, 9th this week for Bloodthirsty, we've got no Ravthirsty at 16. 8, I'm Not Dying at 22. 7th this week is Crip at 30. 6, we have Zaya Bingra at 46. 5th, Trollier Soul at 48. Taco Mania in 4th this week at 48.
Nice.
Azzy BT at 50 in 3rd. 2nd this week is Tidal Soul at 54. And 1st for the Bloods this week is Soul Glaive at 58.
Nice. Well done. The Bloods have done really well this week. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Pacifist, Azzy, what have we got?
Okay, we've got 9 Passies. Galara Brown at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Alunria at 13. Number 7, Ferricello, 25. Number 6, Brexit Arena, 25. Number 5, Fairly at 35 ROP.
Ooh.
That's a lot of hours.
Mm.
4, Sentry at 37 ROP.
Oh, damn.
Team Sands, 38 yellow flag, 6 kills, 2 killing blows.
Oh. Ouch.
Oh, it's only a love tap. number 2, Progue, 44. And number 1, me, Assy Passy at 53.
Nice. Well done. Yeah. Again, commiserations. I wonder what happened with the flag, the yellow flag, too, to get the kills and the killing blows.
I don't know.
Be interesting to know. Team Sands, whoever you are, let us know. What happened? Was it just did the wrong quest? I mean, most of the times when we do a wrong quest, it's like, say, Dark Moon Fair with the bloody whack-a-mole things. It normally flags for way more than that, doesn't it? So maybe it's proximity.
Whack-a-mole
kills?
Flags. Whack-a-mole doesn't. It has one and not the other, so I don't know what happened there. I think it's kills but not killing blows or something. I can't remember. Farrah would know what the differentiation is on that because she's on the brink of if something happens, that one character of hers is going to get red flagged.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe they forgot it was a pacifist. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows? It's possible. Maybe they thought it was a working man. I don't know.
Could be.
But for tins this week, we've got 2. So we have Kinos at 20. And then, of course, we have Patience. Congratulations, Dave, mm-hmm. on reaching 60 and being our 2nd Shadowlands Tin Challenger champion.
Nice.
And then for greens this week, we actually had a full 10 greens. So in 10th this week, we have Dale Lauren at 21. 9, Seffy Green. And this surprised me. Welcome back, Seffy.
Yeah.
At 22.
Welcome back, Seffy.
Very surprised to see
awesome.
That.
Awesome. That's wonderful.
Yes. 8th, Gren Green at 22. That's Mrs. Rock Guru.
Nice.
C Drillin, 22. R.I.P. 6, we have Ram Nog at 24. 5th, Krupp at 33. 4th, Rero at 57, but R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
So Mira, 3rd this week, are 60, at 60, our 4th Shadowlands Green Champion. 2nd, Celadon, which is Tiber, mm-hmm. 60, at becoming our 2nd Shadowlands Green Champion. And then we have Azzy at 60 for our 3rd Shadowlands Green Champion. Not sure why the list placed them in that order, but it did.
Weird, yes.
I'm number 1, of course. That's all right.
Maybe it's done it in alphabetical. That's
maybe.
I'm going to guess that we might need to look at that, Zaya.
Yeah, I might have to tweak that a little
but
bit.
Anyway.
I'm like, why is this out of order?
Yeah. But all good. Like, again, wonderful. Yes. Commiserations. We lost a couple of greens this week. But well done. Amazing leveling. And welcome back to everyone that's coming back. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Working man, Azzy, what have we got, please?
All right, only 4, though. I should be on there. 'Cause I've been behind.
Yeah, I didn't see you. Did you hit update manually?
No.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why.
That's all right. Ellie Sarah at 22. Tinker at 24. Tintex at 27. And Soul Blister at 49.
Nice. And yours is, what were you?
37.
Yeah, so that should have been in there. So yeah, if you guys don't hear your name on the list, make sure you're hitting manual update because the auto update isn't the same as the old auto update.
Yeah. Which, honestly, I keep forgetting myself. So many times I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have been on this week. Oh, that's right, I forgot to do it. So, yeah, just do the manual update on the website. Again, been a rough week across a lot of the challenges, commiserations. Everyone who lost tunes this week, again, welcome back to some of you that have been around these parts for a while. So it's lovely to see those people back. And it's wonderful to see so many people leveling via the State of the Challenges. So, you know, well done, guys. Have a great week this week, everyone. A couple weeks, because I'm not here.
Yes.
So yes, that's the main thing. Okay, let's get on to Chit Chat.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
All right, now, Azzy, we haven't done this for some time. So, you know what? Because you're here, I'm going to play your bumper. We've not done this for a while, so let me play your bumper. Here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Still love it. Still love it. All right, Azzy, hit us with it. What have you got?
Short and sweet.
Okay.
What generation does Forrest Gump belong to? Gen A.
I had no idea where that one was going to go.
I didn't either.
Because I was like, oh god, what's it going to be? Okay. Thanks, Azzy. And that's awesome. Alright, Niecy. Hit me, what have you got?
Okay, why are flamingos great at surfing the internet? Because they have webbed feet.
Thank you. Oh, nice. Gold. Yes, Azzy, yours was gold. Absolutely. Sorry, excuse me, I've run out of coffee.
We've broken Lita.
Pretty much. Alright, Tiber, aka Tiber, stolen joke of the week, what's he got? I think my house is haunted by the ghost of a chicken. I may have a poultry ghost. Not heard that one. I like it.
Either. I don't know where Tyler finds
I know. I think I might keep that one for Halloween. I like that. That one's kind of cute. I'm going to send my friend that one, who loves Halloween as well. And she's probably going to roll her eyes big time at me. but it's kind of cute. All right. I just got a pun. I just got a coffee pun. That's it. And it's very... And I've just decided this is now going to be, instead of saying one way, I'm just going to go with this. When stuff happens, sip happens. That's it. Sip happens. Yep. We're going with that one. All right. That's my coffee pun, which I thought was kind of cute but and very true. Okay. Niecy, what have we got for questions this week? We've got a couple, okay. So hit me with the first
yes,
one.
Yes, we did have a couple. So this came from Mr. Beck on Twitter. Are add-ons allowed when doing the Iron Man challenge? I would be using Bartender, Bagnon, and Z-Pearl unit frames. Also, if the class you pick has healing spells, are you allowed to heal yourself? So, answer is going to be just about all of your standard add-ons are allowed. The only type of add-ons that we frown upon and are not going to be allowed are custom ones that would track the rules on your screen in-game or prevent you from breaking the rules. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, you're about to do this and you shouldn't do that. Those would not be allowed because that just takes the whole wind out of the sails for the challenge and defeats the whole purpose of there being the challenge. Mm-hmm. And if your class... that you pick has healing spells in your spell book, go ahead and use them. They're part of your class.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Also, we had from Bewman on Discord. Are flying mounts in Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms allowed? All mounts are allowed. All of them. Okay, so if you are a bloodthirsty, though, do not do the quest that takes you to the riding trainer to learn how to ride or fly. I think I flagged myself. I think I remember doing that way back. Remember when they changed that? When we
Stone did changed. It. He said he got credit for like 11 or 12 quests.
Yeah.
Even though he only did the one. Same. So it's not as innocuous as it seems. It's not a, oh, I have four. I can spare this one.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. So you can go learn your riding skill. Just don't do the quest that takes it. That takes you there. So just go to your normal train, you know, your normal flying riding trainer, and you should be fine for that. But yeah, bloodthirsties in particular, if you get that quest. And I'm gonna say there was another one that I did on one of my toons that it kept giving me the quest. Remember in beta for Shadowlands, it kept wanting to give me a quest and I couldn't get rid of it. But most of them you should be able to drop.
Was that the choosy, the spec thingy?
I think it was, yeah. So, it's some weird stuff. But yeah, for bloodthirsties in particular, please do not go hand in the actual quest for to
just,
go
just
to the
talk
riding
to the trainer
just talk to
buy
him.
The thing don't do the quest.
But you can use
the
them
quest gives any XP anyway, so
I don't think
it's
so
a breadcrumb.
Yeah, it's a breadcrumb, but it will flag you
very
badly, very
dangerous
that.
Breadcrumb.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
yes.
eat it.
Yes. All right, and don't forget, any, you know, again, you can, at your low levels, if you've got the, what is it, the motorbike, the little, you know, chauffeur driven, you can use that. If you've got that on your account, you can utilize that. If you want to use, I normally run around on my undead warlock. I like my fiery horses. I will get myself a fiery horse and do something like that, you know, so you can, whichever one that you're happy. If you've got it on your account, you can utilize it. Go for it. All right. And if you want to run and don't want to ride and want to do old school and want to walk around until you're at level 40, have at it. Have at it.
Just make sure you're on the proper mount and that you have learned all of the riding before you jump off a cliff thinking that you're on a flying mount and you're on a ground mount, or you didn't learn flying and thought you had. Double check before you do that. That could end in some problems, but yeah, all the mounts are allowed.
Exactly. All right, what else do we have? Last question.
All right, last question of the day is from Oak and Ale on Discord, and this pertains to WoW Classic. Remember, we don't have trackers available for WoW Classic at the moment. So they ask, are scrolls allowed for Classic? And they find so many of them. And is anti-venom from First Aid allowed in Classic? Because remember, First Aid is still a thing in the Classic version of the game. So scrolls are not going to be allowed whether you're in retail or Classic, period.
Yep.
Not going to happen. Don't use them. They're an outside buff, and it's not like it's part of your spellbook where you can reapply it. So no, those aren't going to be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anti-venom's a little bit more muddy.
Yes.
We found in retail where anti-venom didn't count as a potion or an elixir or anything. It was just kind of there. So that was fine. However, we don't have access to view the API information for Classic. We were never granted that. We don't know if we will be in the future. However, since we can't see it, we can't test it. And we don't have stats in the game to see, to use it, to see how it's going to come up, because they don't exist in the Classic versions as they stand right now, which we realized when we were going back trying to figure this out. So, Classic and Anti-Venom, we're going to say don't touch it and play on the safe side, because it'd be a damn shame if you found out that you ended up with a flag because of it down the road if they do give us the access and we're able to get the trackers up and running.
Yeah.
So just leave anti-venom be.
And the main thing is Blizzard has always said that they were going to, maybe not necessarily public, but I know behind the scenes, they had said that WoW Classic was going to get API. It's been out for how many years?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we,
happen.
Four?
Maybe for Wrath?
Five?
Maybe?
I don't know.
But
however,
we're not holding our breath.
We're at this stage, we're not, because it has been a while that it's been out. However,
yeah.
The main thing is, if you think that there is a chance something could flag you if the API comes in, then don't touch it. Because until we can properly test it, we don't know. And classic and retail versions are two completely different things. So we can't say, yes, it's fine on retail, it'll be fine on classic, because it does not work like that. So,
yeah,
so for the moment,
I was digging through WoWhead, and WoWhead just had it classed as a consumable, and I'm like, that's great. There's like 5,000 different types of consumables in the game that doesn't really clear this up any. So just leave it be. If there's any inkling, any tiny little voice of doubt, like, I don't know, don't touch.
Leave it. Yep. If in doubt, leave it out. That's probably the easiest way to go. Okay. All right. Well, I think we've got everything answered. I'm pretty sure I've got everything from the chat room.
I think so.
All right. So let's wrap things up. Nisi, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. All right. So we would like to thank our Iron Elites. You guys help us do the things that we do and make them possible. If you would like to be an Iron Elite, please check out our website. There will be more details there. So thank you to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Foz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright, Zero Run, Zero One, Mrs. Rockuru, Nisi, Rudster, Stone, Tiber, AKA Tiber, Winima, and Zaya.
Exactly. Thank you, guys. Thank you to you all. It's much appreciated. From myself and Stir again, thank you to our mods. You guys do an awesome, amazing job for everything you do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. You make my life easier. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To our code wardens in particular, Sire, we've got some stuff we need to talk to you about in a bit, but go rest up. To Rudd as well, and to Naptime, thank you for getting things moving. Again, guys, we do appreciate it. It is wonderful, in particular, to have our State of the Challenges working and seeing everyone busy leveling. So thank you to that. Thanks, guys, for hanging out, to the chat room, for being here. We do appreciate that. And for anyone listening to the show on the podcast, thank you for downloading and enjoying. Well, hopefully you're enjoying listening to us. As I said, I will be back on Saturday, August the 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. 2 weeks off, the next 2 weeks off.
Yay.
So go and be very busy, go and level, do all the things. Utilize Winds of Wisdom buff, all of that. Dark Moon Fair also within that time frame. So
we'll do a reminder. So
yeah, we'll tweet out and we'll have something in Discord, all of that. But yeah, I'm gonna have a little bit of a break for a couple weeks, plus I've got a birthday cake to make.
Oh, what kind?
Oh, I'll show you pictures. There's much going around. There's much going around in the brain. So
it's gonna make my cupcakes look just like, you know,
it's
gutter cupcakes.
Well, it's. Let me say, I have many thoughts at the moment. I'm on two paths. I'm just trying to work out which path I'm going to. I'm pretty sure I know which way I'll go, but I'm gonna have some fun over the next couple of weeks anyway. Anyway, big thank you, Azzy. thanks for hanging out. Thanks for coming. Lizzie. Thanks for saying yes. It's lovely to catch up with you. And again, congratulations on your green, man. Oh, my God. Like, wow. You've done so well. And all your leveling.
Yes, yes.
You've been busy.
It was nothing. Often Nessie has to tell me her herbing and BT path.
Her secrets.
I have my herbing path. I have videos on my channel.
Oh, okay.
And I will tell you where I grind. I'll send you screenshots of where I go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Kill me now.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, exactly.
Maybe I'll get all classes to BT, maybe next thing.
Well,
there you go. Come on, catch up.
Yeah. Challenge.
What are you going to do when you get all BTs to max?
I'm going to take a small break.
She's taking a break.
And then I'll be working on beta testing if I get in. And then we'll see what happens in Dragonflight.
By then, Dragonflight will be out. So
maybe work on getting them all to 70. I don't know.
It's 70. Yep. It's like the great instead of it being the circle of life, it's like the life of a challenge player. Like, we test, we do this, try and have a break, and then the cycle, the new expansion comes out, and off we go again.
I didn't get a break for Shadowlands because we were testing right up until the very end, and I was literally trying to push through to hit 120.
I'm gonna say you take a break this time, even if we have to test. Even if we test, it's okay. It's all right. We'll get there. So
it's coming.
You're welcome, Chris. I'm happy. It's a good song. I love that movie. Need to watch that movie again. Oh, I might do that later. Anyway, okay, bring it back later. Okay. Azzy, can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Mainly just Twitter at Asylun, Asylun.
That's exactly it. Or, you know, Azzy leveling on Wormrest.
Although I did level once on my Arm and Soul one, the Oceanic one.
Oh, did you?
I did some pallies.
Oh, interesting.
Bit of ping.
Okay. Yeah, that's what my husband keeps telling me, but I'm like, no, I'm not going back to Oceanic.
I had to laugh. I was going around Revendroth doing something, goes, I'm picking up something and says, there's another hunter with a gorilla.
Mm.
That's unusual. Then look at Zaya Jelly.
You're like, I know that.
I know. Who would else go around with a gorilla?
That's right. All right. Well, thank you for that. Don't forget where you can find us. All of the things are over at thewildchallenges.com. Website. You can find our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can listen to us via Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you've got questions, puns, if you get into Alpha, want to be on the testing team, please send me an email, get in contact. But my email is podcast@wildchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me in Discord as Nisi, and then spelled the way you say it. 4863 is going to be my tag over there. We got an email, nisibgn@gmail.com. Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all that is going to be nisibgn, along with the Etsy shop as well. Except that one's Nisi Paints, I think, but it's got Nisi in there.
Pretty, it's just type in Nisi. All the things have come up. Yes. And pretty much Lee, the same for me. If it's not Leta, L-E-E-T-A, it'll be like Leta WoW. But all the information will be on the website as well. I've got Linktree, all of that. So you can check that out if you want. All right. I'll don't worry about you doing I'll do the last thank yous.
Okay.
We'll just want to say a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for our intro. We love that. Makes me smile. Makes me laugh. We appreciate that. So thank you, Ross. One of, he did an awesome job with that. And Nisi as well.
flowers.
Flowers. Filtered the heck out of it.
Yes. No, love it. Absolutely love it. And also, you are going to hear the outro in a moment. And a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with that one. I do appreciate his help for that. So thank you both for being here this week. Azzy, good luck with all your leveling. Yes. Best of luck and congratulations again on your green man. Nisi, please stay safe. You're so close.
I'm trying.
So close. And yeah, we're very excited for that. Chat room, thanks for hanging out. And everyone, please have a great week. Stay safe, both in and out of game. We will see you on the 13th of August because I'm having a break. And yeah, and everyone, we will see you then. So... bye.
Bye.
Bye. The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.